This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Tuesday the United States wants to rebuild its partnerships first and foremost with our NATO allies, he said, as he expressed the Biden administration's steadfast commitment to the alliance. Blinken spoke to reporters in Brussels alongside NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg before the two held talks. Stoltenberg said he welcomed the new U.S. administration's approach. He said there's a unique opportunity to start a new chapter in the transatlantic relationship. U.S. President Joe Biden is planning to join a video conference of European Union leaders on Thursday. That's according to a top EU official, as part of the U.S. commitment to NATO. Biden's stance is a marked contrast to that of former President Donald Trump, who frequently assailed other NATO countries for not meeting the alliance's goal that each country spend the equivalent of 2% of the size of its national economy on defense. Blinken said, "The last thing we can afford to do is take this alliance for granted." NATO was founded in 1949 to contain a military threat from the then Soviet Union. One of the major topics of discussion during the 2 days of meetings in Brussels is the NATO mission in Afghanistan as a May 1st deadline approaches for the full withdrawal of all U.S. troops. The withdrawal is part of a peace agreement made last year between Afghanistan's Taliban and the Trump administration. Regarding Iran, the top U.S. diplomat is expected to consult with EU colleagues about the prospects of the United States and Iran mutually returning to the agreement signed in 2015 that limited Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea fired two short-range missiles over the weekend, according to two U.S. officials Tuesday, speaking on condition of anonymity to discuss the intelligence. The launches were first reported by the Washington Post newspaper. They came after North Korea declined to engage with repeated behind-the-scenes U.S. diplomatic overtures by President Joe Biden's administration. The Pentagon has declined comments on this report. Ethiopia's leader says atrocities have occurred in Tigray, the country's northern region, where fighting persists as government troops hunt down its fugitive leaders. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed told lawmakers in the capital Addis Ababa Tuesday that reports indicate that atrocities have been committed in Tigray. This is the first time Abiy appeared to acknowledge that serious crimes have been perpetrated in Tigray, which is home to 6 million people. He said soldiers who raped women or committed other war crimes will be held responsible, even though he cited, quote, propaganda of exaggeration by the Tigray People's Liberation Front. That's the once dominant party whose wanted leaders questioned the legitimacy of Abiy after the postponement of elections last year. With money from the $1.9 trillion U.S. coronavirus relief deal beginning to course through the world's biggest economy, President Joe Biden's economic advisors are preparing an even bigger economic stimulus, a possible $3 trillion package to repair the country's aging infrastructure and, they say, invest in the economy of the future. Details of the new package have yet to be laid out publicly, but Biden campaigned for the presidency last year on the need to upgrade roads and bridges, modernize airports and transit systems, and expand broadband technology. Biden said he would help pay for it by raising taxes on corporations and individuals earning more than $400,000 a year. President Biden on Tuesday called for a nationwide ban on assault weapons after a shooting in Boulder, Colorado that left 10 people dead, including a police officer. Mr. Biden noted that he worked on similar legislation when he was a senator and the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. That law was passed in 1994, but was allowed to expire 10 years later. President Biden also called on the Senate to pass measures already passed by the House that would close loopholes in laws that require background checks on the purchase of guns. Police said Tuesday they have a 21-year-old suspect in custody in the Boulder shooting. They say he has been charged with 10 counts of murder. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.